So when your parents say, hey, nope, you're not allowed to do a sleepover before a tournament. And if you do, maybe it's with a teammate, maybe you prioritize a little bit more sleep because you know it's what you're going to need in order to be at your peak performance the next day. And just so you know, like, we're not always going to be at our peak performance. We're still going to have days that aren't great. We're still going to have days that are extremely great. But you will have more consistency when it comes to your performance when you start taking these things seriously.
Hey, I'm Ashley Agle. Some of you might know me as Ashley Burkhart, and I'm a former D1 and professional softball player who spent a few years coaching in the college game before deciding to put all of my focus into youth softball players and helping them make their dreams and their goals happen for them. It's our job to help them unleash their potential and become the athletes they've always dreamt of. I come from a small city in the Midwest and didn't let that stop me from making my goal of playing D1 softball a reality. No matter where you live, you have the tools to help you thrive, and I am hoping through this podcast to help you get there. On this podcast, you'll learn from Olympians, Hall of Fame coaches, and elite players what their journeys have been like, and you'll also learn from me and my family a bit of our journey through the game. I'm so excited to have you here, so whip out your notebook and let's learn how we can grow in this game together. Welcome to When the Cleats Come Off. Hey there, welcome back or welcome to another episode of When the Cleats Come Off. Let's keep this intro short and simple. I was recording a session with my Virtual Hitting Academy members literally yesterday as I'm recording this, and it was a topic that seems to be of interest right now. So let's talk recovery. I think a lot of us think recovery is just sitting on the couch and rotting. There's so many other elements of recovery that are so essential for us to be at peak performance. And yes, some days we are just at that moment where we do need to rot on the couch and watch some Netflix, but we're not talking about that today. We're talking about how we can take our nutrition, our stretching and mobility post-practice, post-game, post whenever we're putting in work, and also our sleep. Something a lot of us probably don't tune into or think about too often. I'm going to share a few things that just are knowledge about sleep that I learned probably way too late. And I think if I would have taken my sleep more seriously, I would have been better, frankly, in high school, because I learned this in college. But truly, the better you sleep and the more effort you put into that, the better your performance is going to be. So we're going to be talking about all of these things. And I highly recommend you grab a notebook because there are going to be things that you hear that you're going to want to start implementing right now. And I even give you a challenge at the very end to start taking especially that nutrition piece seriously. But I hope you guys like it. And if you do, you know the drill. Please share it with a friend if you feel like this hits home for you. All right, let's head to the episode.
Hey guys, if you feel like showing your faces, do it. I got some fun stuff planned today, and I think you guys probably saw that we're going to be talking about recovery. Peak performance is something that we're all looking for, and we're going to talk about how to take care of the things to help us recover, like nutrition, stretching, and sleep. Okay, so those are the big three that we'll be talking about. I definitely recommend getting a notebook out for this one. All right, so as mentioned, recovery is the plan today. Nutrition, stretching, mobility, sleep. Stretching and mobility, we're going to put those like in a category together, because everybody assumes stretching is just something that we want to do prior to working out, right? Like, we always do stretching before we go hit. We always stretch before we go play a game. We always stretch before we throw. Great. That's good. We should be doing that to get our body loose so that we can bring out our best self in the game. But a lot of people miss this one. I was an athlete who missed this one too, of the importance of stretching and taking care of your body post-game and post-workout. And thankfully, I had coaches in high school when I did decide to like really take my strength and conditioning seriously. We always spent 10 minutes at the end of a workout stretching. And it was like after the allotted time that they gave us, they're like, nope, we're going to hang out. We're going to stretch. We had a really tough leg day. We're going to make sure those legs are nice and stretched post-workout so that you're not as sore the next day. So we're going to get into that. And then the topic that I think I want to spend the most time on is sleep, because there are so many things throughout our day that exhaust us. And what sleep is basically recovering from all of the work that your body went through that day. Okay. And we're going to get into things like that you probably never thought of that actually exhaust our bodies. So that's why sleep is so important. Everybody's like, sleep, you should do it, whatever. But I'm telling you, if you want to be at your peak performance levels more often, we need to be very strict about how much sleep we're getting and plan our days around getting sleep. More than just planning our days around fun things, right? Okay, so show of hands, who has a snack that's like a go-to snack, either when you're playing or like after you play? Like in between games, let's say. Who has a go-to snack? I want to know what snacks, or like what are your favorite snacks that you have between games?
Those little like applesauce pouches.
Love that. Love that. Applesauce pouches. That's so great because honestly, like there's sugar in that, but it's like real sugar. It's from apples. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to give you some episodes to listen to of the podcast if you haven't heard them already. I know specifically in episode 141, Caitlin McNally talks about having an applesauce before you play because it's like quick energy. So, hey, did you know that was quick energy or you just like having it?
I just like having them.
Your body knows you like having it and it helps you perform. It's actually my go-to, like a pouch like that. I love those too. Like before I go work out, like, cause I don't want something heavy. I don't want something like that's going to make me feel groggy or, you know, just, you know, a Big Mac's going to make you feel pretty like tired after you eat it. Like, so I don't want to eat something big before a workout, but like I'll snag one of those. I'll snag a quick little fruit bar strip or something like that. Anybody else want to share snacks that they love to eat? Either before games, mid game. Clementines are a big one. Addie says a protein bar. Good. Protein bars are good for like when you're going through a lot. And we're going to talk about protein here in a second. So we're starting with nutrition because I am not a certified dietitian. But I have had a few on the podcast. Write these episodes down if you haven't listened to them yet. Episodes 22, 44, and 141. I'll repeat that one more time. Episodes 22, 44, and 141 are episodes solely talking about nutrition when it comes to performance. Okay. So my challenge for you actually is if you haven't listened to any of those, choose the one that stands out most to you. And before our call next Sunday, give one of those a listen. And if you really like it and you want to learn more, listen to all three. I don't care. But I want to challenge you to at least listen to one. Because again, I'm not the dietitian. I'm not the certified coach in this area. I'm only sharing things that I have learned from these coaches, but they dive even deeper into this field. And so I want you to give a listen to those because it's so good. We talk about, you know, what specific snacks you should have pregame, postgame, and all that. But I do want to go over a few of these topics with you. Okay. So this is all about being smart when we're eating specific foods. Like I kind of mentioned, like you don't want to eat a Big Mac between games, right? Like we don't want to eat a Big Mac that's going to make us feel, when I say heavy, it's not like, oh my gosh, I feel like I gained 5 pounds. It's more of just like, you don't feel as light on your feet. You're probably needing a nap post Big Mac or post McGriddle, you know, like those heavy fatty foods, there's a time and place for them. But like before we perform is probably not the best time. So I want you to start thinking about like when we're taking in foods, is this helping or hurting my performance based on where I'm at today? Like if it's a game day, being a little bit more strict on like eating foods to help us perform well and then eating foods to help us recover well, maybe just start thinking about it a little bit. Because a lot of times, you know, some of you probably don't cook for yourselves yet. But maybe if you have specific things that you really like Ireland, I hope that you always have applesauce packets, like when you're playing. And I'm sure that's something that, you know, your mom or dad like have figured out too. But like, if you know that helps you, and it makes you feel like energized, but also like full enough to go play a game, then keep those with you. So it's all just about like knowing what you're taking in. Okay. So we're going to go over some elements of like food. Okay. So specifically, let's start with carbohydrates. Okay. Carbs. So carbs, there's a big variety of types of carbs that you can be eating. And again, I'm not the expert here. This is just the things that I know. Carbs are your body's preferred source of energy. Okay. That's why we talked about like apples. There's carbohydrates in fruits and veggies. Fun fact. So there's carbohydrates in that. That's why Ireland feels really good eating those before games. So it literally is like quick energy. So other examples of like carbohydrates could be a bagel, could be a piece of toast with peanut butter. That's more of that protein and fat. Didn't even write down fats. We need to get into that too. Could be your oatmeal. I loved oatmeal. That was my go-to pregame, especially in college when we stayed at hotels. I hated, you know, the eggs at hotels. Wasn't a fan of that. I had to figure out something that I enjoyed to eat before playing that kept me full, but also gave me energy. So I was always, my go-to was oatmeal with peanut butter and banana. And if I could add the other things like honey, I might've done that too. But that was something that worked for me. Maybe oatmeal works for you. Who knows? But those are the carbs. Those are what gives your body energy. So think about those carbs. They're also, have you ever heard of, raise your hand. I know I can only see one of you, but if you've heard of carb loading, you heard of carb loading before? If you run, if you like have seen track or cross country, like you might have heard of this term, carb loading. It's basically like getting a bunch of carbs in before your body's about to go max out and do something. Now, some, you know, track cross country runners, for example, a family friend of ours just like had sectionals. They had like a pizza party the night before. Cause what is pizza? It's like literally a sheet of carbohydrates. Like that's what the flour, the actual crust is, right? They had a pizza party the night before. Some of them have like pasta parties the night before. And the reason is to like get in some carbs so that the next day they're going to have energy when they have to go compete and run their fastest. I'm thinking of track. But like we're a sport that there is a lot of sprinting involved. There is a lot of, we exert a lot of energy when we play the game. So we need to have carbs in our system for us to go perform well. So maybe the night before a big game or a tournament, you're doing some sort of carb loading, whether it's some pasta, who doesn't love pasta, or even pizza. That's like a really good way to just get in those carbs so that you know you have energy the next day. So those are carbs. Let's talk about protein. Okay. So I know earlier it was, Addie was talking about protein bars or even like protein shakes. Some people have some of those. Protein is like so fire to have. One, you should have protein in every meal. But like where you need the most protein is when your muscles have gone through the most work. Okay. Post lifting sessions with my team, all of us would go grab, they have jugs of milk in the fridge for us to grab. And we always grab chocolate milk. There's a good element of sugar in that, which I, again, I'm not the dietitian here. I can't tell you the chemistry behind it, but chocolate milk was the go-to for a lot of us. But there's tons of protein in just like simple chocolate milk. So we would have that post workout because what are you doing when you're lifting? Your muscles are literally like, this is a tiny fiber of muscle. They're literally breaking. They're ripping. Like when you're lifting weights, and it's not like a rip that's going to like hurt you. It's just like you're lifting weights, you're getting stronger. Your muscles are getting bigger. That's how they're getting bigger. So what are you going to fill those tiny spots where it's ripped a little bit? Protein. That's how we get stronger. Now, if you just saw that and you think, oh my gosh, I'm going to turn into the Hulk if I have protein. That's not how that works. Okay. You have to intake a lot of calories and a lot of protein in order to get big. And I'm going to tell you right now, I never got huge, but I felt strong in college because of when I started adding protein to like post-workout, post-games. So just start thinking about that. Like when you have like a big game day, let's say you played three games that day, I would focus on a meal that night that has a lot of protein and carbs if you have to go play the next day. But like really emphasize that protein at the end of the day, because that's when your body probably needs it the most. Again, you should have protein in every meal, but really emphasize it at dinner. Okay. While I'm explaining these things, if you want to write down questions about any of this stuff or raise your hand, like I love discussing this stuff. Just let me know if you have any questions about these things as we're going through them. Okay. So fruits and veggies, I'll make this one simple. I know I mentioned there's a lot of carbohydrates in those. So those are good, like pre-game, whatever. But there's also tons of vitamins in fruits and vegetables. And vitamins are necessary for us to remain healthy. Okay. You know, when you're sick, what do they tell you to do? Drink orange juice, get your vitamin C, right? But if we're consistently getting in our vitamins every meal and having just like a little bit of vitamins, like strawberries with our oatmeal at breakfast, lunch, you're having some sort of a side salad or like throwing in some veggies, having just even dipping carrots in hummus, dinner, you're adding like roasted broccoli, whatever. Just having a little bit all the time is really going to help you with staying less sick. You know, and that is a part of having your peak performance levels there most of the time. But if you're constantly like not getting in enough food into your system and food tailored to, like we're going through here, like performance, you're going to be tired by game three that day. You're going to be really exhausted even just getting through seven innings. So if you find that you're really tired as you're performing, sometimes I have athletes come in to lessons and they tell me, man, like our team just lost energy by the last day. Immediately, I think, are you getting in enough food? Like good foods to help you perform. So just getting in a little bit of veggies and fruit, like that's going to help you over time to feel better. And that means you'll play better. I did talk about fats. I think every single one of the guests that I had on my show talked more about fats. But healthy fats like peanut butter, avocados. I love a good avocado toast with some egg. That's like my go-to breakfast. But to learn more about healthy fats through those episodes, you'll learn more. But basically those are what kind of keep you full so that you're not, you know, starving all the time. Okay. All right. That's nutrition. And I told myself I wouldn't talk too much about it, but here we are. Talked a lot about it. If you have questions, again, add it to the chat. But who feels like they learned at least a little bit more about nutrition in regards to like performing better? Good. And again, if you guys ever have questions about this, just send me a DM, send me an email. We can talk more about it. Or on your next call with me, just be like, hey, I want to talk about more about nutrition on our next call, which you get one of them a month with me. So use them. Who knows? Maybe you want to talk more about nutrition.
Let's do a quick listener shout out. In September, Michigan Mama 99 left me a really cool review, and I want to share it with you. She said, Ashley's love and enthusiasm for the game and youth athletes shines through in every single episode. So much wisdom, experience, and knowledge being passed down to aspiring softball players and parents. My daughter and I have been listening for years on the long car rides to and from softball games and practices, and I believe this podcast has helped her grow on the mental side of her game, along with expanding her love and appreciation for the sport she dedicates so much of her time to. Thank you, Ashley, for all the amazing, incredible messages you have shared with us. That was a long review and almost made me tear up when I originally saw it, because I'm so glad these messages are getting through and are allowing athletes to just love the sport even more because they know more about it. And especially when parents are giving me these reviews, it tells me not only is your athlete learning from this, but the fact that you are is the real deal. You are the reason why I really made this podcast. So parents and players and just anybody involved in the sport can learn and feel like they're seen. So thanks so much, Michigan Mama 99. You're right down the street from me, it sounds like. I'm so appreciative of you. And if you want your chance to be featured on the podcast, go ahead and write me a review on Apple Podcasts. I'm pretty sure that's the only place you can write reviews. But thanks again, Michigan Mama. I'm so excited to give you so much more. All right, let's head back to the podcast.
All right, this next one, I think it seems obvious, but I alluded to earlier. Stretching and mobility, preparing your body for what's next. If you don't properly stretch post game, you will likely be more sore the next day. And if you have a 3-day tournament, do you want to feel so sore by day 3? Probably not, right? There will be days where you're just sore and you kind of just push through it, and that's just how it goes, right? But we don't typically think about soreness with, you know, stretching post game. So I just want you to think about, like, just adding 5 minutes of stretching anytime you put in work, anytime you're doing a pitching lesson, hitting lesson, or, you know, lifting, cage work, especially game. Like, think about this. What is going to exhaust your body more? 3 games or a hitting lesson? Which one? Yes, the 3 games, right? 3 games, your body is like, dude, I'm tired, right? We're gonna be exhausted after that. If you are really exhausted post game day, or even post workout practice, that is almost like your body saying, please stretch me. Please stretch me so that I can feel better the next day and not feel so sore that I can't even walk the next day. I really want you guys to emphasize this. Like, we were forced after weight training in college to stretch. And I'm going to tell you right now, it was like the best thing I could have done for my body post workout. Like, you put in that work. Again, your muscles are being stretched. They're being, you know, used a ton to go do things in our game, in our sport, in our training. Let's take care of our bodies. Everybody talks about, like, take care of your glove, take care of your bats. But, like, without your actual body, you can't play the game either. So let's talk about how we can truly take care of the muscles that we want to work well for us, right? It would really stink if you were sprinting a triple and you slowed down a ton on your way to third because you were just tired. So prepare your body for what's next by stretching. Your body will be happier. Your body will thank you if you do that. Okay. Again, if you have any questions, write it down in the chat. All right. This last one I want to spend the most time on because it's, to me, it's like the thing that we all forget about. Even myself with 2 kids now, barely getting as much sleep as I used to. You guys don't have to get up at 3 a.m. to check on a baby or a toddler. Okay. So take care of your sleep. I want you guys to think about things that could make us tired, okay? So here's some examples. I want to hear some from you guys too, okay? And these are things, I'm going to share things that you probably didn't really think about, but did you know the radiation from your phone, from your laptop, from your iPad, from a TV, constantly hitting your skin and your eyes is exhausting your brain? Did you ever think about this? I'm not saying, hey, don't ever look at your phone. Don't look at a television, right? Like, these are all things that we need to kind of, I mean, this one is sick right now. So, like, he needs a television to keep him feeling, to recover. Your curls look good today. But, like, that radiation over time is exhausting your body enough to where your sleep is what helps you recover from that radiation. Okay. So phone radiation, screen time, those are things that make us tired, okay? Sun exposure. We play an outdoor sport. We are in the sun more than other people, which is great. Vitamin D, let's go. But the more sun exposure you have, that's also pulling from your tank, right? I kind of like to think of your energy as like a gas tank. You fill up your gas tank, and then throughout the day, your tank's close. It's inching its way to empty, right? And that's just because we're active. That's because we're pushing our bodies to their limit. That's because we're in the sun. Like, but just think, all of these things are kind of draining our energy. And that is the point of life, okay? But that is stuff that's going to take away a little bit of our energy. Like we mentioned, you're exhausted from practice and games and all these other things that you're doing. All of this stuff is kind of emptying our tank a little bit. Keep it on there, please. So these are all things that we do not recover from without proper sleep. Okay. So if you go a whole week only getting 4 or 5 hours of sleep, hi Addy, 4 or 5 hours of sleep a night, you're only like, let's say your tank was empty when you went to bed and you're only getting 4 or 5 hours, you didn't get a full tank overnight. Does that make sense? You didn't get a full tank. So that means you have only this much left for your games tomorrow or for whatever it is you're doing tomorrow. Okay? Raise your hand if you've thought of it this way, or actually, no. Raise your hand if this is kind of new to you to think about when it comes to like sleep and recovery. Like, is this kind of new information? Have you thought of it this way? Because when I was your age, I was like, screw that. I'm gonna go to bed at 11 p.m. I'm going to wake up at 6:30 for school, and I'm just going to do that every night. Over time, I was exhausted and I was sick more. I didn't understand that sleep is literally one of the biggest things that we should be prioritizing as athletes. Okay. Another thing too is, you know, if your parents ever say like, hey, you're not allowed to go to a sleepover before a tournament. I remember being told that. I was like, that's not fair. But my parents know exactly what we do at sleepovers. We stay up late, we eat junk food, and we don't sleep. Like, we go to bed at like 2 a.m., right? Because we're doing our hair, we're doing our nails, we're doing all this fun stuff. And then I'm supposed to go play a game at 8 a.m.? Am I going to be at my best performance? Absolutely not. I'm going to be exhausted. My tank will not be full. Let's be honest about that one, okay? So when your parents say, hey, no, you're not allowed to do a sleepover before a tournament. And if you do, maybe it's with a teammate, maybe you prioritize a little bit more sleep because you know it's what you're going to need in order to be at your peak performance the next day. And just so you know, like, we're not always going to be at our peak performance. We're still going to have days that aren't great. We're still going to have days that are extremely great. But you will have more consistency when it comes to your performance when you start taking these things seriously. Okay? So sleep is massive. What other things do you think could take away from our energy throughout the day? We talked about sun exposure, practicing or playing, and like phone radiation. What are other things that exhaust us as athletes? We're just as people, right? I want you guys to tell me, as Addie's yawning right now. Good timing. What are other things that exhaust us? Can I just say it out loud? Raise your hand if school is exhausting. Yeah, I've never seen your hand go high, like faster. Yeah. School is exhausting. Yeah. Which is, that's duh. Yeah, we're watching Cars. School is exhausting. Because you're taking tests, because you're challenging your brain, because X, Y, Z. And you know, the first thing that I want to do after school, raise your hand if you're with me. I want to go eat. I want to eat after school. Like, that's like the first thing that I want to do. If I practice right after school, there is no chance I'm going straight from my last class to practice without eating food. Like, I need it. Because, yes, we just had lunch, whatever. But, like, I always made sure I had a snack. Can I share my favorite snack that I had in college with you guys? Do you guys like peanut butter? Do you like bananas with peanut butter? For some reason, this is a combination I really liked. But I would have like a large, like, I think I had a whole grain tortilla. It doesn't matter what type of tortilla, really. I just know whole grain has more fiber. And we didn't even talk about fiber, but that's something that also keeps you full. But I would do whole grain tortilla, put a like probably 2 tablespoons of butter or peanut butter. I'm a big peanut butter fan. And then I would like cut up a banana in half and just roll it up. And that was my snack. And that was my go-to if I needed like a few hours of just being full. And it was just that. Because I got my carbs, I got my protein in the peanut butter. There's a little protein in the whole grain tortilla. Carbs in the tortilla. Vitamins and more carbohydrates in the banana. Go-to. So if you ever, hopefully that maybe gives you ideas of like something that you could have pre-game or pre-practice. That was my go-to to give me a couple hours. So, sorry, I went back to nutrition apparently, but these things, I'm telling you, once you get them figured out, it will be a game changer for you. So I know I challenged you to go listen to one of the nutrition episodes if you haven't listened to them yet. But what I think would be, if you want to level up from this conversation, I want you guys to do like a food log for a week. Okay. It's not that hard. Like literally just before bed, you can be like, okay, what did I have for breakfast, lunch, dinner? But I think a food log is cool because you can kind of see throughout the day. Like if you, let's say I had practice at the end of the day and you're like, man, I had like no energy going into that practice, but you go through breakfast and lunch and you're like, yeah, I really didn't eat that much. Didn't really prioritize that carbohydrate, right? But just being able to like write it down, you can kind of just see the days that maybe you were lacking energy or the days that you like felt really good. A lot of it probably has to do with what you're eating too. So this is also how you can figure out what your favorite snacks are, your favorite pregame breakfast or pregame meal is, postgame meal. This, I think if you really want to level up this piece from the nutrition standpoint, take just like, even if it's just a day, I would commit to a full week because in a full week, you're probably doing a few practice sessions. You might be playing in a game, but especially like a game weekend, like do just like a little food log. Just kind of see what have you been eating and has it made you feel good or has it not made you feel good? Last thing with the food and nutrition piece, that doesn't mean you can't eat Big Macs and McGriddles and French fries. Like, let me tell you, I've been eating more McDonald's than I've probably eaten in the past 5 years within these last 6 months of having a second kid. Okay. So I've eaten a lot of it. There's a time and a place for it. And remember, like when we're competing, that would be probably a better thing to have post game than like middle of the day or breakfast. And now here's the deal. My dad and I used to go to McDonald's before every single tournament. And like I would get, I vividly remember this. I got the breakfast, like egg and pepper and sausage tortilla, like burritos. And I had those like every time. So if you are going to McDonald's, like there are options that make you not as groggy, right? Like things that are fatty, like the McGriddles that have tons of sugar and whatever, like the McGriddle is probably not as good of a choice as let's say the parfait, or I don't even know if they have the parfait anymore, or like those burritos. I never felt like groggy when I ate those. So maybe just have an idea of like when you go out to eat, maybe this is a time to go for something a little bit more nutrient dense. Like maybe there's more protein in something else, you know, post game. Just have an idea of these things and kind of just see where it takes you. But I hope this conversation kind of helped you just understand recovery a little bit more. There's so many other elements of recovery, like cold tubbing and all this other stuff. But I feel like these are kind of the heavy hitters that especially as a younger athlete, I would really want to know. So I hope this is helpful. And if it was, get after it, go practice it. And again, try out that food log maybe for a week and kind of see what things work well for you and what things might not. The worst thing that could happen is that you don't notice a difference in what you're eating. Okay. But I really think it could help a lot of you. All right. Okay. Well, I hope you guys have chick hicks. Yeah. I hope you guys have a great week. I kind of had to remind myself what day it was, but I hope you guys have a great week. Fun things to come. Proud of all of you. Have a great week. I'll see you later. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to an episode that is pretty near and dear to my heart. If you guys could tell, I was very excited to share some of the things that I've learned through being a collegiate athlete and professional athlete, and even through some of these interviews that I've done with some special guests. I have the links to all the nutrition episodes that I recommended to my athletes in the show notes, and I also included a link to an episode with Jennifer Schwartz, where she goes into more specifics on injury prevention and active recovery techniques. And I was mind blown when I learned some of these things. So I highly encourage go check those out. And if you really want to take that journaling piece and really just kind of tune into what foods make you feel good and what don't, I really, really highly recommend that journal. All right, friends, thank you so, so much for tuning in to this episode. If you're not already subscribed to the podcast wherever you listen, please go do that. It helps me kind of see who's tuning in. And also, you'll be first notified when every episode drops. And if you want to be like Michigan Mama and leave me a review, especially on Apple Podcasts, I think that's the only place you can write a review. That would be greatly appreciated. I love reading these. They honestly make my day. and it helps our podcast get seen by more people. Thank you so much, and do not forget to stay awkward, stay humble, and keep smiling, and I will see you next week.